Alaska Congressman Don Young gave Interior Secretary Ken Salazar a piece of his mind on the Obama administration's energy policy today. Young tried to drive his point home by showing up late in the hearing wearing a beanie hat on his head. It was topped by a propeller and sported a pin that said Obama's energy plan.
As you see in my hat that I'm wearing, I'm supporting the Obama energy program. It's that I call a propeller because there is no energy program.
Young said he's concerned about how seriously the Obama administration will weigh public input on the future of ANWR because he's worried it could sway them against development. Yesterday marked the end of the public comment period on a management plan for the Arctic Refuge. It includes a recommendation that the coastal plain be designated as wilderness. The environmental group Alaska Wilderness League says more than 850,000 people submitted comments to U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service asking that it be off limits from oil and gas drilling. And Young says those should not weigh as heavily as the comments of pro-drilling Alaskans.
What bothers me, I understand, is certain national environmental groups have garnered 1 million signatures recommending wilderness status on the coastal plain.
Young said he suspects the signatures go with form letters.
This is 1 million signatures. Are you going to listen to that, or are you going to listen to the Alaskans?
It is very important for us on our entire conservation agenda, Congressman Young, to make sure that we are listening to the local communities. And so Alaska is a world unto itself in terms of its beauty and its potential. And as you may have noted in the Wilderness and National Conservation Report that we sent to Congress, I did not include anything in there on Alaska because Alaska has its own unique set of circumstances that need to be considered.
Secretary Salazar repeated his position that drilling in the Arctic Refuge is, in his words, not appropriate. Salazar was at the committee meeting to talk about the Obama administration's oil and gas plan. Today, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management announced it has the information it needs to begin reviewing Shell's plan to drill up to 3 wells per year in the Chukchi Sea beginning next summer. The company already has conditional approval for a similar plan in the Beaufort Sea.